Greetings, fellow metalheads, and welcome to the heaviest metal on the internet. This is the Heavens Metal Podcast, featuring bands old and new. Sit back, and for the next 60 minutes or so, enjoy some of the heaviest sounds from the world of Christian metal. This is the online musical voice of Heaven's Metal Fanzine.
Greetings, all you fellow fans and maniacs of metal disaster out there. This is the Heaven's Metal Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Electric, a.k.a. Kevin Crothers, host of this metal rendezvous, as it were, also a staff writer of Heaven's Metal Fanzine, as well as my own White Throne Metal Reviews blog. For the next 60, 70, maybe 80 minutes this time, we're going to play a lot of stuff. I've kind of just pulled stuff from all over the spectrum. You know, we just heard some classic Mortification off of their 2002 album entitled Restless. That song was Priests of the Underground. I've got some Bloodlight and Severed coming up. I've got Lament. I've got Brand New Promised Land. Five Star Prophet. I've got some stuff from the vault, some Triton and Barnabas I want to pull out and play for you. All kinds of great stuff. And right now coming at you is some Bloodline Severed. This song is called Reborn. You're listening to the Heaven's Metal Podcast. Now we have the war. We'll be right back. That was Chained off of their debut album, also by the same name of Chained, out on Lejegren Records out of Sweden. Cool band. Kind of got a little bit of a Motorhead, Pantera-type vibe going on there. Very straight up in the lyric department. And for many of you out there, I think it would be a pretty good album. I think it kind of flew under the radar. Seemed like it came out kind of late last year. Not a lot of fanfare. I didn't really catch on or hear much about it myself. Not that I hear everything, but, you know, it is what it is. Good album. I'd encourage you to check it out. You can get it straight from Lejegren Records. Before that, though, was a Bombworks release. The band was called Lament, and this was a reissue of a 1999 album they put out called Through the Reflection. This was a special edition that Bombworks put together, included that 1999 album along with a four-song demo that the band had put out prior to that. And good stuff. Just, you know, not total extreme, not thrash, anything like that, but some pretty cool stuff. I know you can still pick this one up, and you may want to pursue that possibility. Of course, before that was Bloodline Severed off of their 09 release entitled Visions Revealed. That song was called Reborn. And my friends, that was full on. If you like, you know, this whole mix of, I don't know, Demon Hunter and some black metal vibe and some extreme metal and just thrown into a big whirlpool, you know, this full-on blender. It comes out straight-up biblical lyrical content and definitely deserved a much better reception than what it received. And from what I can tell, those guys have put together some new material. Hopefully we'll see a new album coming out either this year, sometime this year, as it were. So let me ask you, what are your top five Christian metal bands? You know, everyone has their top five favorites. You know, I would hesitate to throw five out because I do like so many. But I'm sure some of you have a top five. Somebody's going to come up and say, well, I like Stryper, I like Guardian, you know, I like Bride, and, you know, Deliverance, and Rez Band, or something like that. Someone may come up and say, no, my top five are Mortification, and Believer, and, you know, Vengeance Rising, maybe Rob Rock, and Pilatary, something like that. And understand this, when I say Christian metal, I mean it. If it's a band whose goal is ministry, that's great. If it's a band whose goal is just to be musicians and share it through their life at that point, you know, then that's their deal. You know, that's why King's X, I think, was such a stalwart as far as music. Not everybody liked their music, and then of course everybody complained when Doug Pinnick finally, you know, came out, as it were. But frankly, their music, lyrically, everything you wanted to know about King's X were in their songs. They were honest. They discussed their spiritual struggles. You read the lyrics in the first couple of King's X albums, I mean, how can you not know where they're coming from? And so when a guy comes out and says something like, this is a struggle that I have, you know, instead of blowing up in everybody's face, you know, which is what did happen, you know, what should have happened was, wow, you know, can we pray for you? But of course, you know, us Christians, and then we throw all these preconceived deals in there too. Anyway, what are your top five favorite bands, you know, Christian bands, you know, music that speaks to you, that ministers to you? If you can think about it, drop me a line. HeavensMetalPodcast@gmail.com. That's HeavensMetalPodcast@gmail.com. And maybe a little later on in this broadcast or in the next one, I'll let you in on my top five. Right now, though, Youngside Records out of Florida has a band out of Finland. Surprise, surprise, they seem to focus on a lot of overseas artists. This one is Five Star Prophet, brand new album, good stuff. A little different than what we normally play on the show, but I dug it. I thought it was pretty good. This song is called Save Us. Crank it up. Mainline Riders, It All Ends Tonight, off their 2009 album entitled World Shaker. And believe me, that is a tour de force of solid rock and roll. And I would really encourage you, if you haven't already done so, pick it up. Before that, we had Promised Land. And Promised Land, I'm not all that familiar with them, but my buddy Dale over at Metal Pulse Radio is always raving about Promised Land. And they offered a free MP3 download, so I thought, well, okay, we'll download it. I listened to it, thought it was pretty darn good, and figured, hey, let's play it on the podcast. So there you go. You can get in touch with them if you Google or, you know, do a web search for Promised Land. That song was called Hiding Place. You can check that one out for yourself. Before that as well, like I mentioned at the start of that set, was Five Star Prophet with Save Us. The album itself is called Enemy, out on Youngside Records. Coming up now, I want to crack open the vault a little bit. The first thing I want to play, really, it's old, but it didn't come out till just a couple of years ago, when my buddy Bill Baffert over at Rocks Productions, who, by the way, if you're not already listening to the Strictly Striper podcast, you need to check that out. Strictly Striper podcast, he does it once a month. It's broadcast throughout some of the internet radio shows, but you can also download it in podcast form. We do something on there called the Heavens Metal Hard Rock Report. Yours truly here, I do about a 3 to 5 minute blurb on a lot of the new up and coming things that are going on in the world of Christian metal. But back to what I was talking about here, Bill put out Thresher. Now, back in the day, Thresher released an independent album or demo or whatever you want to title it called Totally Possessed. And a lot of people went kind of nuts over it. Thresher then went on to record another album, but it never, ever saw the light of day. As a matter of fact, it sat in a music crate, as I understand it, for years. And it wasn't until Bill, I guess, started, you know, asking questions. They found the tapes, and I don't know if they had to bake them to restore them to usability or not. But having said that, this album was put out, and it's some good stuff. It really is. It's called Here I Am, and I'm going to play the title track off of that. And in this set, also from the vault, is some other stuff that's even older, and you may want to stick around and check that out as well. But this here is Thresher, Here I Am. We'll be right back.
God said, let there be light.
Right on, all you hardcore, old-school, heavy metal fans. That was Barnabas with Feel the Fire. Before that, I had Triton with a track entitled Genesis off their debut album Celestial Messenger. Started it off with some Thresher off of the Here I Am CD. You know, that Barnabas track, I actually pulled that from the CD entitled The Gospel According to Barnabas. I don't remember who did it, but they went in. Somebody took Approaching Light Speed and Feel the Fire, went to the Elefante Brothers, and asked them to do a kind of a remix, remaster. And some folks liked it, some folks didn't. I did, honestly, because I thought it brought a little more clarity to it. It was not perfect. Those recordings weren't perfect necessarily to begin with, but the songs were fabulous. And listening to that, to me, just sends goosebumps up my spine. I'm really glad that you have tuned in, again, downloaded, clicked, listened, whatever, to the Heavens Metal podcast. Really hope that you get a chance to check out Heavens Metal fanzine. It's really important, guys. I mean, $10 for 1 year. You spent that last week at McDonald's. You know it. I know it. And if you won't admit it, then you spent it at Starbucks or something like that. And it's definitely a good cause because it's the only in-print publication, really, that our part of the heavy metal scene has left. There isn't anything else. HM covers other stuff. The Heavens Metal fanzine will only... They cover bands like Mortification, like Mainline Riders, like Promised Land, like Lament, for that matter. So, you know, check it out. Subscribe. That's all I can say. Subscribe. Closing out this show, though, I've got three tracks that I want to play for you. I'm going to tell you the last track we're going to play is some Rob Rock. I got some permission from Rob some time ago via email to play his stuff, and I'm going to play a track off of Garden of Chaos, which is the song Savior's Call. We're going to play some Faith Factor, song Prayer Warriors. But to start this last three-song set, I want to play something from you by the original Golgotha. There have been many Golgothas over the last 20, 25 years, but this is the first and original Golgotha, 1985. They were playing metal heavier than anybody else really in the Christian scene, but they were playing places like Ruthie's Inn in Berkeley, like the Mabuhay Gardens in San Francisco. They were playing with bands like Laz Rocket back in the day, and they were heavy, and they wrote good songs. And unfortunately, the band never got picked up, never got signed. Seven or eight, they did put out the demo entitled Prisoner, which the track I'm going to play for you, this song is from. With that, about 7 or 8 years ago, Retroactive released the Valor LP, Fight for Your Life. And when they did that release, they included the four-song Prisoner demo from Golgotha, as well as another eight-song demo that had been previously unreleased commercially. Now, if you're not familiar with Golgotha, that's fine. They played just cranking heavy metal. When the band broke up, vocalist Tony Kreider went on to form Crossforce. Drummer Al Whalen went on to join Soldier. And guitar player Gary Gladson, unfortunately, didn't go on to do anything else in this vein. However, bass player Adam Alvarez went on to form Valor. And if it wasn't for Golgotha's breaking up, we would never have gotten Valor. Having said that, though, I love Golgotha, and I hope you love it too. This is At the Foot of the Cross, and may we remember that there is the one true and living God, the Alpha, the Omega, the one who was before the beginning and who is after the end, Jesus Christ, the Savior, Redeemer, the Rose of Sharon. May He reign forever and ever and ever. This song is At the Foot of the Cross. You're listening to the Heavens Metal Podcast.